This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman, formerly Tammy Renfro.
Right.
Welcome back, Tammy. Also here with Wes Vilhard from Housemaster.
Hey, Doug. Glad to be back.
So you're always welcome to contact us directly by texting or calling on our off-air number at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. You can also see the information for any of our guests by going to DougHaldeman.com. It's DougHaldeman.com. No R in it, no Halderman. So, Wes, welcome back. I have a topic here that I want to talk about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Tamia, yeah. You were talking about it earlier.
Yeah. Yesterday's meals have to go somewhere.
Yes.
And we brought Wes in to talk about.
Gee, thanks, Tammy.
Septic.
Kind of a crappy subject.
Kind of a little.
Yes, it is. So, Wes, let's talk about sewer lines first.
Sure.
Sewer and lateral.
This is not the sexiest part of the real estate industry, but I will tell you it's one of the most expensive. And if you have problems with your sewer lines, it can be one of the biggest disasters that you can have in moving into a new house or your current house, too. Mm-hmm. So it's important to make sure that it's always in good repair.
Okay, so when you're moving into a new house, does everybody get an inspection? Like, is that included in a normal inspection, or is that an extra inspection that people need to do?
It is an option, but we always recommend it to have a sewer lateral inspection. Generally, we start to recommend those at about 20 years old with a house, but any house can have sewer lateral, sewer line problems. And especially if a house has big trees in the front where the sewer line comes out and ties into the street, it's amazing how far and how deep the roots of a big tree will go. It's mm-hmm. it's always as big or bigger than the drip line of the tree. So if
you find that is the biggest problem are trees?
That is the most common problem, is that we find that the roots get into the sewer line and then it plugs up and backs up into a basement. And I'll tell you, the mess is just a disaster. Carpets and walls and belongings and things get soaked, and it's just terrible.
So you always hear about them sending a camera down into those pipes to check it out. And I can just picture like these little hamsters with these cameras mounted on their head that they've trained to go down in there. Is that how it works?
Little miners, right, with the hat and everything.
Right, a little light on there.
That's right. No, actually, it's one of the most high-tech parts of the home inspection industry. The equipment's very expensive. It's fiber optic cameras with about 150 or 200 feet of fiber optic cable. The fiber optic allows light to go through, so the camera's lit. And the folks will bring the equipment out and either in a clean out in the front yard, that's the easiest, that's typical of older homes down in the city, or clean out in the backyard, or a plumbing stack in the basement. We'll open that cap and push the sewer camera down through, and the equipment has a computer with it and a television screen. So you can actually stand and watch the fiber optic camera go down through the line and literally track every inch, and you can pop pictures and save pictures of where cracks and breaks and roots and things are. And
first
we can,
home video.
It's a great home video, and we love to joke about this. We might as well have fun with this, that it's a house colonoscopy.
There
you
go.
You're going to get a DVD
like
of dirty pictures. And we always joke with our customers to save that DVD for important days, like maybe Thanksgiving, and show it to all your relatives.
Right.
And if you're trying to get them out of the house, maybe showing
it
them your house
sense.
Colonoscopy will
yeah,
do
there you
it.
Go.
So.
Right. No polyps in there.
What's the cost?
Right.
What's the cost of a sewer lateral inspection?
Sure. A sewer lateral inspection is about $175, and we do it every day of the week. But it is very important. We see a lot of problems. Let me kind of start with older homes down in the city. These are homes that are 40 years and plus old. They had cast iron underneath the concrete slabs, and at about 40 years old, cast iron starts to pit and crack and split. It's from the hydrogen sulfide gas that's in the sewer water, and it destroys the pipe over time. That's very expensive when you have splits and cracks and breaks under your concrete slab. A couple $1,000s is where you start, and it goes on up from there, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 worth of repairs. So you definitely want to know what the condition of your sewer line is underneath your concrete slab before you buy a house.
So $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 in repairs is what people need to expect sometimes in that, right?
That's right, for those older sewer lines. And then we get outside, and usually the older cast iron changes to clay pipe that came in 2-foot or 3-foot sections. So every couple feet, it's got a joint. Right. And the roots can get in there. They love to get in there. Lots of water, lots of nutrients. And then things hang up on these joints. And that causes backups and, again, thousands of dollars worth of damage in your basement.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1, joined with Wes Vilhard from Housemaster, a resident expert home inspector. So, Wes, as we move from these sewer laterals, this is if they tie into public utilities. I've been doing a lot of deals in rural areas recently where they actually have a septic tank or they have a lagoon, and they usually have a well. What's different in those situations?
That even gets a little more complicated than just your typical sewer lateral inspection. Septic tanks and septic fields are very expensive. To put one in is probably starting in the $20,000 range, somewhere there. And I actually inspected a home. It was basically a hunting cabin down in Jefferson County a few months ago, built in the 40s, and the sewer just discharged down the side of the hill. That's how they did it 50, 60 years ago. And, of course, that doesn't meet the local health codes today.
It doesn't.
So, you know, the people had to budget if they wanted to buy this home. It was a really nice home on top of a hill, great view. But it didn't have a septic field, didn't have a sewer line, and the public water and sewer lines were miles away. So they did opt to put in a septic field and septic tanks.
So one question that I get is, what are the limitations if you're trying to get a loan? And out in those rural areas, a predominant loan are USDA loans, so rural development, or RD loans is another name for them. And when people do those loans, the guideline on it, so a septic tank, as long as it's had a septic inspection, is usually fine, and it can't be too close to the well. There are guidelines on that. But then the question came up, that can they have a lagoon? Because it's basically crap pond
right
at your house. Is that okay? And the answer, after doing some research, is yes, it is okay, as long as it meets the local health department code. So they have to have a local health department inspection. And as long as they've met that code, and somebody selling a house out there probably should have had this inspection in advance.
Absolutely.
So that they know it's already met the inspection.
Absolutely.
So funny story here, because this is it's a little bit of a sidebar, but I grew up in a trailer out in a rural area, and we had a lagoon, which we thought it was a pond when we were little. So, like, you know, it would freeze in the winter and we'd ice skate on it, or so this
I
is pretty
know
good.
Where this is going.
Yeah, so there was a bird that had a broken wing. I know now. So as a kid, I'm playing with a neighbor girl, and I thought, okay, I'm gonna nurse this bird back to health. So I threw it up in the air to try to help it exercise its wing, not knowing how, you know, the kid thinking here.
Sure.
So it flaps its single wing and dives straight down in the side of my trailer and breaks its neck. So it's dead. So I'm like, all right,
now. This is not a good story so far.
No, it's not. It's not a pleasant ending. So I, at this point, think, all right, we need to dispose of the bird. So I take neighbor girl Renee, and I'm like, let's go throw it in the lagoon. So we get out to the lagoon, and I get ready to throw it in the lagoon, and my kid brain, once again, with my kid logic, thinks, I really want it to sink. I don't want this bird to just float on the top here, so I better throw it really hard to make sure that it sinks. So I wind up and splat this bird on the top of this lagoon, and it splashes this crap water all over my neighbor girl, who, of course, goes crying home.
Sure.
Had many apologies for that. So that's my little lagoon story. Pretty gross story, but it was humorous at the time.
Now I understand why we don't have very many lagoons anymore.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. I can imagine having them in the city. So what about grinder pumps? Do you see those very often?
Not too often, but definitely. Grinder pumps are where you have a home. I see them a lot at lake homes, vacation homes, where the grade is very steep and the sewer lines and the streets may be really above the house, where you have driveways that go down to the house on the side of a lake or something, side of a hill. There has to be a way to pump that sewer water up to the city sewers or up to the drain field. And the grinder pump grinds up all the solids and everything. Again, it's not real sexy or glamorous, but it's important.
Right.
And usually those are alarmed if the grinder pump or the electricity goes off or fails, a water level reaches a certain level in a holding tank with the pump. then an alarm goes off to give you a heads up that you've got a bad problem. Come in here quick.
All right, I have to stop you there real quick, too. Another quick little sidebar.
It's not about a bird, is it?
Yeah, this isn't quite as bad. I lived in a house with a grinder pump, and that alarm was going off, and I didn't know what it was because I'd never had a house with a grinder pump. So it went off for several days, and I couldn't figure out how to turn it off or what the problem was, but the ground is getting wetter and wetter and wetter, and sure enough, it was the grinder pump. It needed changed.
Yes, indeed. It's a costly expense.
You wouldn't believe how fast that grass grew, though, for several years in that area.
It is.
Well, you know what they say. The grass is always greener over the septic tanks.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
Yes, it is. Our septic tank story has to do. My parents had a rural home, and we had a really nice crop of tomatoes. That's where the leak was, because whatever was down the drain came out down there.
best tomatoes awesome in the neighborhood, tomatoes. Though, right?
That's right. They were.
Well, moral of the story that I see on some of this is that these can be complicated subjects.
Yes.
Not always pleasant subjects, but it's a lot more pleasant to know what you're dealing with up front. Right. Save yourself some money. Yes. Get an inspection on it. Actually, just spend the money up front. If you can't afford the inspections up front, then you probably shouldn't be buying the house. So spend the money up front. Hire a professional like Wes Vilhard from Housemaster. So Wes, I'm going to make sure all your contact information is on our website. If you want to contact Wes, just go to DougHaldeman.com, DougHaldeman.com. Look for Wes Vilhard from Housemaster. Thanks for coming in, Wes.
Thanks, Doug. Always great to be here.
So next up, we're going to be speaking with Nick Bauer from Southside Investment Club. So if you're looking at buying investment properties and you want to surround yourself with a mastermind group of people that are all willing to exchange information, then you need to listen to Nick Bauer coming up.